Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, it's Mike Hawk. Join me every Thursday at 1 p.m. exclusively on the Odyssey app as we go live with Odyssey. Join in on the action as we cover interesting facts, top 10 lists, and some fun new games. Follow the Men's Room page on the Odyssey app and join in all the fun Thursday afternoons at 1.
99.9 KISW. We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Game is Big Dummy. 206-803-ROCK. Hello, Marshall. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hey. Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola. Marshall, team sober?
Sober, yeah.
Know that for a fact. All right, Marshall, what are you doing on the men's room poll? Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or hella skiing?
They all sound horrible. I'll go skydiving.
Skydiving. Okay. I had a feeling you wouldn't like any of those options.
No. Hey, do you mind if I give a shout-out to my dad real fast?
Sure, man.
Yeah, a couple weeks ago, I said something, and it got taken the wrong way by my friends. He called us the N-word nerds.
Yeah.
As a sign of affection.
That's what you have to explain on the radio for your father to feel better.
Yeah, he was a great guy, a great dad. A great father. He wasn't abusive verbally or anything.
See, man, it's what it is to be black. All right, Dad, let me clear this up. Yeah, he called us the N-bomb nerds, but he meant it out of love.
He said it with the hard A, not the ER, hard A.
Yeah, he's black. We know.
I mean, look, I didn't take it that way. It's an insult. I understood what you were saying.
Yeah, Marshall, only white people use the ER.
Yeah.
I have a lot of white liberal friends, so they took it the wrong way.
For God's sake.
Jesus whiz. I'm glad they're standing up for you.
Yeah, don't worry about my family. My family, man. You heard when I was a real young man, if you messed up, like that was the first word out of my dad's mouth.
Can you imagine going to one of your friends like, I'm so upset that your dad called you a little cracker?
Right.
I mean, come on.
Jesus. All right there, Marshall. Here's your question. What desert surrounds Las Vegas?
Oh, Las Vegas. That's a Mojave?
One and done.
Hang on.
Bonus question.
There he goes, nerding out again.
Mm-hmm. No, making his dad proud.
That's right.
All right.
Easy, Miles.
A coffin or a casket, which one has six sides?
Coffin or casket? I just
go
with coffin.
Yeah.
That's like the old school one you see in the Wild
like
West.
Like Dracula.
Yeah, so the coffin, right. Yeah, the Dracula one is that. Mm-hmm. For some reason, I had a background. The casket, that means
it's a box.
They were broke. They're just like, put his ass on the ground.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Is that a coffin to be cheap?
Dummy!
The six-side one?
Yeah, it's like that's what I'm thinking about. Like when you watch old West movies, they just put them in the coffin and throw them in the ground, whereas caskets are like, got the arms on them. You got to spend thousands of dollars.
Maybe you're right.
I agree with him. Like, the coffin looks like it was made out of, you know, balsa wood that they found at a Home Depot, whereas, like, the casket's taking time.
Yeah, but a casket, I'm just saying, it's just a box. You know, you could make a coffin in shop class in high school. Don't, because your parents are going to feel weird about you, but... No, I feel like I feel like the coffin took a little extra effort, right? You got the shape. I don't know, man.
I guess nowadays, you just don't see a ton of coffins. It's generally caskets.
Mostly caskets.
And they're expensive.
Yeah. You're trying to say Dracula's cheap. I see what you're saying.
Again, I just associated with, like,
you, Old West?
Yeah. You're just like, throw him in the ground.
To me, it's definitely Dracula. I've never seen Dracula pop out of the four-sided thing. Always six-sided. And homie had money, man. So that's why I'm thinking. And, like, and that was his bed. It was built for comfort. You know what I'm saying?
Sometimes he hung from the ceiling.
Sometimes.
That was when he was trying to stretch his back out.
There's a funny meme going around about Vlad the Impaler, the actual Dracula.
That's hilarious.
It's like, yeah, don't give up on your dreams. Vlad the Impaler didn't impale anybody till his 30s.
Oh, damn. Wow. Find out a fortune cookie?
I can't believe he did that, and most of those people were alive for days after that.
Yeah, that was his point, though.
Oh, I know.
So
I know.
You showed up. You're
ask a doctor to do that with a broomstick. He's going to be like, no way. It can't be done. Vlad had no problem with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the tough part with, like, being a spy or, like, messing around with, like, high-level drug dealers. It's the torture part.
It seems like they don't just kill you.
No. They take their time.
It's got to be real bad.
Yeah.
Real, real bad. Hello, Ari. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Ari, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Ari, welcome to Big Dummies.
No way to go through life, Ari.
I
know.
What are you doing there on the men's room pole? Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or hella skiing?
Well, I guess bungee jumping. It seems somehow to be the safest option.
All right. Are you sure about that? Would you have the courage? Because, again, skydiving, if it's tandem, you know, they jump, you're just stuck to them, nothing you can do. But, like, with bungee jumping, you're standing on the edge of this bridge. And they tell you...
Well, I didn't know tandem was an option.
On bungee jumping?
Skydiving.
Skydiving.
No, on the skydiving. I just assumed it was solo.
Yeah, no, you're scooting out on your butt. For the first time you ever do it.
So you're saying solo for that?
Well, I don't know about a solo jump. I just know your first jump is typically a tandem jump, and you're scooting out on your butt.
Right. And with bungee jumping, I mean, like, there is no tandem bungee jumping.
No, you're just,
right?
You're just jumping on your own.
God, man, you'd have to push me off. There's no way.
Okay.
My plane got it. Wait until I'm connected to the bungee, right?
Just say when.
Remember we had that story about a year and a half ago. It's a true thing. And I think they were in, like, Norway or something. But it was a boyfriend-girlfriend team. And the instructor there said jump. And she jumped. The thing is, he wasn't talking to her.
No.
He was talking to the... She wasn't even harnessed in yet.
Yeah.
So she basically So the boyfriend's harnessed in, and obviously says, hey, when I say jump, you jump. I guess he just assumed she'd understand that if you're not attached to anything, I'm not speaking to you. He says jump. The boyfriend stayed there. She jumped the hell off.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She wasn't
and
the brightest
girl.
It ended the way you think it ends.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Kind of splat, silence, look at each other. I mean, there's no delicate way to say it. She jumped off a damn bridge, man. But hey, at least you had the courage to jump. All right, your question. Matt Murdock is the alter ego of what superhero?
Is that Daredevil?
Jeez Louise.
One and done.
How in the hell did you know that?
Nobody even watched that movie.
I liked that movie.
Are you kidding?
Was that Affleck?
Yeah. That was, yeah, Ben Affleck. All
right.
Yeah. I did like it.
Wow, okay. You should let him know.
A fun show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Is he one of the few actors that's played more than one superhero?
He's played, Batman. He played...
played Batman and he played Daredevil. Chris Evans has played the Human Torch and Captain America.
Ryan Reynolds played with Green Lantern and what's his face?
Deadpool. There's another one I'm missing.
Jennifer Gardner, maybe?
No, Gardner was just Elektra.
Another terrible movie. Or did you like that one too, Ari?
No, that one was bad.
Okay. Yes, I did. I loved Elektra.
Jesus, God. All right, Ari. We're going to give you a 50-50 question here.
Okay.
Did more people survive or die in the Hindenburg disaster?
Survive.
Oh, the humanity. Yes, indeed. So,
which is amazing.
Out of 97 total people, its passengers and crew, 62 survived.
They jumped onto a concrete platform at an air base.
That's one time I would willingly jump when you say, hey, the Zeppelin we're on is on fire and it's going to collide.
Yeah,
you can burn up and crash or just crash. I'm taking the jump.
No thanks.
Big dummy!
You ready, Miles?
Yep.
Hello, Eastwood. Oh, welcome to the men's room.
Oh, no.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
He's one of you sober or not sober?
Come on.
I stay sober for you guys.
All right.
What?
All right. Damn, Eastwood. What are you on, parole? All right, you got to do one. Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or heliskiing?
I'm going to go heli-skiing, man. I'm a pretty damn good skier. One time I went up on a double diamond up there at Crystal Mountain, and it was like jumping off a cliff. And so I skied the crest, and the trail went away. So I started grabbing trees and circling back and going right and left until I finally had to take my skis off and sit on my butt. And when the opening was open, I just barreled out of there. But yeah, I'd try that heli-ski, and I think that'd be great.
Okay. You can ski? Of course you can.
Yeah,
Of course.
I'm born here in the state of Washington. We ski. Yeah, I started at Snoqualmie up there at Team Ski School and been doing it ever since. Back in 1965.
I will be damned. Okay. All right, Eastwood. Here is your question. Who is the current bass player for Metallica?
Oh, I know what he looks like.
Right. Everyone knows what he looks like. You'd recognize him on the street, but if you said, say my name.
I'm Steve
Hill. Steve
the Thrill.
It should be.
Is that Trujillo?
Yes, Robert Trujillo.
Oh.
I wonder if he does that. Like, dude, just bass player Metallica. Yeah, if you want my autograph, tell me
sometimes,
my name.
Sometimes I think it's James Hetfield just based on how low he plays his guitar.
Yeah,
sometimes he plays it as low as sometimes we play bass, you know? But he sets up.
Yeah, the last time I called you guys, I put my phone on the roof of my car. And when I was all done, I drove off. I drove 14 miles to town, 14 miles back, and my phone was gone. So
because it was on the top of your car.
Yeah, well, I know. It's pretty stupid. Yeah, right, Mike. But so,
what you got to do is you got to drive real slow with someone else's phone, continually calling yours.
I'm putting my phone on Bluetooth because it talks to my car, and I drove around for about an hour, and finally about a mile from my house, it connected with my phone, and I found my phone.
All right. Damn.
You know, good work. That's actually smart.
Most
thinking.
People would not have thought to do that.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm a guy when you're out there. Yeah.
All right, Eastwood, your question. Who played the wife of Goose in the movie Top Gun? The wife of Goose in the movie Top Gun.
I don't know. Marilyn Monroe.
No, it's Meg Ryan.
Meg Ryan, you got it, Ted.
Meg Ryan.
She's hot in that movie.
Wife of Goose.
Yeah, she is. I'd do Meg. Yeah. She wouldn't do me, but I'd do her.
I don't think she'd do any of us.
No.
I got that right, yeah.
Like, don't put yourself down on this one.
Yeah, brother. You're not alone.
My birthday's coming up here, May 30th. That was the original from 1865 until 1970. May 30th was the original Memorial Day. My mom told me everybody got a day off because I was born. So,
I think everyone needed it.
Everyone did.
Yes,
yeah.
They did. The world changed that day.
Get away from my ass.
Yeah. That's why you live alone and poop in a bucket in your living room.
All right. My guts are all straight. I got them kidney stones fractured with that sound waves, man, and I have not been better since. I was down to 112 pounds, man. It was ridiculous.
Eastwood, you still poop in a 5-gallon bucket in your living room, or has that stopped?
No, that was when I was doing the kidney stones and stuff, man. Now I'm all healed up. I got my place all cleaned up and neighbors mowing the lawn and doing the laundry, and everything's great, man, except for this idiot that keeps coming and getting my garbage can and putting garbage in the recycle and then moving my can around the yard. I got some miscreant that's messing with my garbage cans. I don't know what that's about.
Get yourself a Ring camera there. All right, here's your question. What state is nicknamed the Bluegrass State?
Bluegrass.
That's what the smartest call.
Questionable on why. So it's either on the grass or the style of music that's played there, if that helps.
I'm just going to say Kentucky.
Yeah, you got it right. There you go.
That's it. Well done.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Have we ever talked to Eastwood Dummy sober?
That might have been a first.
I mean, for me, it certainly is.
Hear me out, Miles. Maybe the grass, or maybe the music is bluegrass because it starts in Kentucky where they already had Kentucky bluegrass.
Could be.
Or maybe they started calling it bluegrass.
Yeah, chicken or egg.
Because they're playing blue. I think Ted's probably right on that, if he had to guess. Because if it came out of Baltimore City, it would have been called concrete, since no one has a yard there. Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey.
Hola.
Jason, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Team sober. I'm at work.
All right, Jason.
Don't let that stop you.
Yeah, exactly. Men's room poll, do one. Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or heli-skiing?
Oh, heli-skiing all the way.
I did not think that this would do that well.
Well, a lot of people just do that for fun already.
I know.
Yeah, if I could afford it, sign me up. I'd be up there already.
Real quick, says someone on the text line says, will you please explain Eastwood to my son as best you can? He's convinced that he's a character that you guys have told him to be. He does not believe there are real people like him in this world. Brother, we have nothing to do with who Eastwood is. Mm-hmm. Eastwood found the show. Eastwood calls the show. Eastwood's Eastwood. It's an adventure every time.
His name is Eastwood.
Yeah, I mean, it's Eastwood. I don't know what to tell you. Like, that is who he is. If we asked him to be a character, that would not be the character we picked.
I think he looks like Vern, you know?
That's always kind of what I never imagined him having sleeves on. I've never seen a man in my life, but I just imagine just rail thin, no sleeves, somehow still has a full head of hair. Like, shouldn't...
112 pounds now.
Right, 112 pounds. I don't know.
We never met him. I thought we met him before.
When or where?
I don't know. Years ago, I was doing like a watch of Seahawks with Ted Smith at the Hooters in Tacoma.
All right.
And I remember talking to a gentleman that had a lot to say about Zeppelins.
That had to be him, though. That had to be him. Yep.
Like, right. Brought paperwork.
Then that had to be Eastwood.
Were there a bunch of Steeler fans in there, then?
That was a Steelers
bar. Yeah, it was a Steelers bar.
Watch Seahawks. Run the Steelers
bar. I know where the enemy is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know there's not a Ravens bar in Baltimore, in Seattle? Like, every team has a bar someplace where they can go college.
Sure. Yeah,
meetups with alumni associations. Every single NFL team has a bar except for the Ravens.
Is there, like, an organization? Like, Maryland alumni, and I guess fans of Maryland, we have, like, a
you
alumni.
Organize, right.
But there's not a set bar for
but
every
you just
game.
Find a place to go. Like, we'll go watch the Hoops game here this time or whatever, yeah.
All right, Jason, here's your question. Any color plus white is called a what? Hello.
Hello. Jason?
Yeah.
Are you silently thinking about this? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. It cut out on me there. I didn't catch your question.
All right. Any color plus white is called a what?
Any color plus white?
Correct.
Ugh. A blend?
I have no idea.
A tint.
Yeah, I don't know.
A tint. Yes. So if it's a tint.
Oh,
yes.
That makes sense.
If I pitch a tint, I've added white.
Yes.
I thought it came after that. Yeah. Anyway.
All right, your question. In a standard game of Monopoly, each player starts with how much cash?
Ooh, is it 200?
1,000?
500.
It's 1,500.
Like, right.
Damn.
Because you get, there's a $500 bill.
Yeah, you're right.
All right.
Yeah,
all right.
You get like 500. And,
a couple hundred.
Yeah. All right, multiple choice. 1, 2, 3, or 4. How many eyelids does a duck have?
I'm going to go 2.
I'll go 4.
3.
Huh.
Miles, I got an update on your question.
Yeah.
I found a Baltimore Ravens fans in Seattle on Facebook.
All right.
Most of the posts there are just, this game is not scheduled on local TV in the Seattle area. If anybody's interested in meeting in the game, please post in the comments. Not a lot of posting.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding.
It's basically the same thing every week.
Because I saw, like, there was a chance to sign up for the NFL Network.
Okay.
I'm sorry, the NFL package.
Right.
It was like $200-some. I'm just like, come on, man. Is there a bar someplace I can go to?
I know, that's all you
please.
Want.
Please.
But that's one of those weird things. Like, that's easily worth it.
It is, because if I went to a bar every Sunday to watch the Ravens, I'm spending way more than that through the course of a year.
Right? Oh, yeah.
All right, here's your question. What rock star caused a stir in 2007 when he said that he snorted his late father's cremated ashes? Was it Ozzy Osbourne, Keith Richards, Eric Clapton, or David Lee Roth?
I'm going to go with David Lee Roth.
No, it was Keith Richards.
Keith Richards.
It was about the same exact time.
That makes
way
more sense.
He fell out of a coconut tree.
Mm-hmm. And had to go on medication.
Like a couple weeks apart.
And his only complaint, this is an old man, fell out of a coconut tree, lands on his back, messes up his back. They give him medication to ease the pain. His only complaint about it was, and this is basically paraphrasing, he can't do the bump of cocaine before dinner.
Mm-hmm.
I believe
after
it was
dinner.
After, can't do the bump after of cocaine dinner. After dinner that he always did. Mm-hmm. My God damn, we've all got problems.
Question number 5, Jason.
Question number 5, Food Network star Ina Gardner is better known as the barefoot what?
Contessa.
Correct.
Very good. More Big Dummy coming up. Get in there. 206-803-ROCK.
Call from mom. Answer it.
Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
99.9 KISW. The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill.
And maybe a little barbecue this weekend. The head chef has what to bring to a Memorial Day party. Tens meat potatoes on the way right after the game known as Big Demi. 206-803-ROD. Hello, Will. Welcome to the Men's Room.
What's up, my favorite?
Hola. Will, are you sober or not sober?
Maryland night. Imagine that.
What's that now?
I said I got through on Maryland night, and I didn't hear when you guys were talking about the clan bar or one in Ocean City was called the Bearded Clan.
Yes. All right. Down on second.
Oh, I didn't hear you. I didn't know. Listen, what's up, guys? You all right?
Will, are you sober or not sober?
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Will, you going to do one? Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or heliskiing?
It's over my bucket list, but I'm afraid of ice, but I wanted to jump out of a plane.
All right, skydiving it is. I knew you were all
set. Perfectly good point, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Cursed it. I wasn't even there. I know what you said.
Yeah.
What's that?
Not you, man.
Oh, but you're right, Ted. I did.
Yeah. Nah. Good to have you back, brother.
All right, Will, here is your question. Damn, Ted. You're 100% correct. Which Marvel Cinematic Universe character was frozen in ice for 66 years?
Hey, I don't watch those movies, but I don't know. Iceman? I don't know.
Silver Surfer? Solid gas, Iceman. No.
Batman.
No. Captain America.
I don't watch the Marvels or them, but I had to give it a try, right?
Exactly.
I thought he was DC.
Who? Captain America?
Yeah.
Dear God, no. He's Marvel, then Ted said Batman, who is DC. Nerds are raging right now.
My bad.
Sorry, Marshall. All right, your question. The U.S. Army's elite 101st Airborne Division is known as the Screaming What Animal?
Screaming Eagles.
Screaming
beavers.
It's the screaming beavers.
Screaming beavers is the correct answer.
Game is a Big Dummy, 206-803 round. I want to name a football team, man. The Screaming Beavers. Wait to see my mascot. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Go, Bucko.
Hola.
Hola.
Tom, you from Pittsburgh? Get out. Are you sober or not sober?
I'm sober. Get out of town.
Get out of here. How's your mom doing? It's been a while since I've seen her.
She's doing okay. How's your...
I took her out one night in my Wills. Took her downtown, and we had a great time.
All right, Tom, do one. Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or heliskiing? What are you taking?
Skydiving.
Skydiving. Okay.
All right. Tom, here's your question.
The first satellites to visit Venus, Mars, and Mercury were all named what? Was it Pioneer, Mariner, Apollo, or Gemini?
Pioneer.
Gemini?
Mariner.
Mariner.
I figured they named it Mariner because if they were to crash into the ocean, they're like, no, still right. Still right. All right, Tom, your question. What word meaning loss of memory comes from the Greek word for forgetfulness?
Is that amnesia?
That is amnesia.
All right, amnesia. Yeah. Nice work, Tom.
Now we all know it's Latin for forgetfulness.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola.
Craig, sober or not sober today?
Sober.
All right, Craig, welcome to Big Dummy. Our men's room poll. It's extreme. What are you going to do? Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or heliskiing?
Let's go with heliskiing. That sounds fun.
All right. You pretty good skier?
Nope. Never been before in my life.
All right. That'll be fun.
I like your spirit, man.
Yeah. Just come down on your back, bro.
Well, to be fair, you know, with skydiving, most people haven't jumped out of planes or jumped off of cliffs or jumped off of bridges, so why the hell not?
Exactly.
All right, here's your question. The Ides of March. The Ides of March refers to the assassination of what Roman emperor on March 15th, 44 BC?
Beware the Ides of March.
Marco Polo.
Julius Caesar.
Julius Caesar.
Yeah, Julius Caesar.
Yeah. He's the one who made the dressing.
Mm-hmm.
That's his legacy.
Yes. All right, your question. What does Doctor Who's spaceship look like from the outside?
A phone booth.
You got it.
Oh, man.
Two really?
That's
a spaceship that looks like a phone booth.
From the outside. And then when you go inside, it's considerably larger.
Huh. I thought it would have been an owl.
And can you guess what the name, Doctor Who? Yes, thank you, Ted. Can you guess what the name of his ship is? Because unless you know it, you would not say this word out loud because it would sound like you're being insulting.
Oh, yeah.
The TARDIS.
The TARDIS.
Ooh. The TARDIS.
Yes. Big Dummy!
Hello, Kevin. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola!
Hola!
Kevin, are you sober or not sober?
I am unfortunately sober until I get done with this terrible commute.
All right, Kevin, no problem.
Feel your pain, dude.
Yeah. Kevin, you got to do one. Skydive, bungee jump, cliff dive, or hella ski? What are you taking?
We're doing skydiving.
All right, skydiving tied with heliskiing as far as our contestants are concerned.
All right there, Kevin, here is your question. What animal lives in a warren? What animal lives in a warren?
Shoot. An iguana. I don't know.
Ah, the old iguana warrens. Nope.
Snake?
Miles, you've killed a family of these.
Bunnies.
Or quail, but yes, bunnies.
Quail.
You gotta narrow it down.
Yep. I am not good with it.
Nobody. Or maybe you're too good at it.
Mm-hmm. I just don't take one out. I take the whole family.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You just erase an entire lineage.
He's got a special deal over Pet Solutions.
Oh, yeah.
He's like the last guy you want to hear from. Because he doesn't just have one solution. He has a solution for the whole family.
The whole family. All right, your question, Kevin. Hogsmeade Station provides trains to what school?
Oh, that's got to be easy, right, Mike?
Oh, yeah. Hogwarts.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well done.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Hello, Melissa. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Melissa, sounds like you're driving, so I'm going to say that you are sober.
Yeah.
Okay.
Until I get home.
What do you want to try to do there on the men's room poll? Skydive, bungee jump, cliff dive, or heliski?
Skydive again.
Skydiving. Okay.
And by the way, someone once pointed the TARDIS is a police box, not a phone booth. Are you reading that text?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. About your wife's butt club? Yeah, that's it. All right.
Screaming.
Yeah. All right, your question. What is Indiana Jones searching for in the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade?
Simba.
I just recently watched all of these.
You just watched all of these. Come on.
It's the one with Sean Connery.
Sean.
That's his dad, right?
Yes, Sean Connery plays his father.
That's correct. Ask question again.
What is Indiana Jones searching for in the movie Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade? Part of the hint is in the title itself.
This is probably the one I've seen the most.
Really? The Sean Connery one?
Yeah.
Okay.
He never calls him Indiana.
Oh, my goodness.
What was that?
I don't even know.
His father's acceptance.
Oh, damn.
Wow. That's probably just as hard to find as the Holy Grail, Mike.
That's correct.
Yes, he was looking for the Holy Grail.
The Holy Grail.
As in the Last Crusade, you see.
Mm. Right, because Indiana, wasn't that the name of the dog?
Yes. And what was his name?
Henry Jones Jr. He kept calling him Jr. Thank you, Vito.
So was it Henry Jr.?
Yeah.
Henry Jones Jr., okay.
You know what? Now that I say that, I'm not sure I've seen other Indiana Jones movies besides that one.
Check, I think the first one, my opinion, the first one's the best. It's just the most fun. Raiders of the Lost Ark. Yeah.
You can skip Temple of Doom.
Yes, you can. Boy, that one was stupid. Meet the Jones.
I like that one. Short round.
Yeah, you like that one?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That one. It wasn't terrible.
He was the best part of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Short round.
The rest of it was garbage.
Yeah, it really was. It was bad. All right, your question. Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and D.W. Griffith created what Hollywood production company back in 1919? Charlie Chaplin, Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and D.W. Griffith. That's kind of a hint in and among itself.
Bye.
Go through those names one more time for me.
Charlie Chaplin.
I know Charlie Chaplin.
Mary Pickford, Douglas Fairbanks, and D.W. Griffith.
Oh, man.
It'll make sense when you hear it.
Yeah, it's bugging me.
I don't know. Silent Films?
Warner Brothers?
Paramount.
United Artists.
Oh.
Damn it.
Right? That's the idea. They got together so they could better represent themselves, hence United Artists.
Okay. Question number three, Melissa.
All right. Now listen closely. Excluding Kourtney Kardashian, what product began marketing itself as the other white meat back in 1987?
Pork.
Very good.
That's
very good.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Let's sink in.
That is just kind of weird. Like, now that I think, I'm used to that slogan. But it's not like, hey, pork's good, or this and that. It's just like, where are the other white meat?
Well, I guess their sales were slumping. And at that time, red meat was bad, white meat being chicken, much healthier. So pork finally just said, F that, where are the other white meat? And it helped their sales. That's all people needed to hear.
I'm pro pork.
Yeah. I'm very pro pork, especially after yesterday, man.
Makes a great burger, yeah.
I'm still thinking about that burger.
God damn, that was good. Hello, Chad. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
Chad, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. Just got off of work.
All right. Chad, welcome to Big Dummy. All right, you're going to do one on our men's room poll. Skydive, bungee jump, cliff dive, or heliski?
Well, I would say cliff dive because my wife wants me to go skydiving, and I jumped off some cliffs before, so cliff diving.
Okay.
Well, there you go. My wife wants me to go skydiving, so I'm picking cliff diving.
She'll pack the chute.
Yeah. Exactly. All right, here's your question. What president's death in 1923 made Calvin Coolidge the president?
Oh, my God.
Are you just getting this news?
Let's see here.
It was 1923.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, man.
He's dead?
What?
It's 23 right now, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah, 100 years ago. 100 years ago.
Yeah, 100 years ago. Let's go with... Roosevelt.
McKinley?
Warren Harding.
Oh. Warren G. Harding.
Warren G. Harding. Sorry. Don't want to be confused with that other Warren Harding.
He's the OG. That's why Warren G. took out his name.
All right.
Your eyes are turning brown,
Ted. I know.
Yeah, my nose is getting bigger, too.
All right, Chad.
Dude, credit to him if that's where it came from.
I know.
From.
Probably like, no, it's Truman. All right, your question. When going directly to jail, a Monopoly player is commanded not to do what two things?
Yeah. You cannot pass go, and you cannot collect $200.
Boom! Nice job. Nice
that's
job,
your Monopoly.
Chad, very good.
Mama, get on the ground and reach for my gun.
Game is a Big Dummy 206-803 round.
Come on, Dummy. We bought a different version. Hello, Andrew. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Andrew, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you get to do one. Skydive, bungee jump, cliff dive, or heliski?
Heliski.
Heliski it is. Could you ski pretty good?
This is.
I'm okay. By the way, I do want to interject that I want to thank you guys for my favorite day of the week. I love when you guys do Big Dummy. It's my favorite show of the week.
Oh, cool.
Now that you told us this, we're going to start changing the day we do it just to mess with you.
I mean, to your credit, I think we'd all agree. I think it's the best day in here, too.
We all learn something and find out how stupid we are.
And it's fun.
It is.
This is going to blow your mind, Ted. His name is Warren Griffin III.
I'll be done.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, Warren Griffin.
But both were regulators.
Oh, there you go. There you go. That's a fact.
Yeah. Stamp it, Mike.
All right, your question. What was the first sport to be broadcast on radio? So technically, is the first sport ever broadcast.
I know the Olympics were televised in the 30s, and I think it would probably be baseball.
Not a bad guess.
Basketball.
Boxing.
Boxing.
I knew it. Like, I knew it wasn't baseball.
That sound you hear is knuckles on another man's face. Welcome to boxing. Two shirtless men sweaty. My God, I'm getting erect.
All right. What was the first sport to be televised in the United States?
Oh, in the U.S. Baseball?
I was going to say boxing, if not.
There you go, really?
Yeah, why not?
Game is a Big Dummy, 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, brothers.
Hola.
Mike, are you on team sober or team not sober?
Stone, so not sober.
Stone, so not sober.
All right, Mike, do one. Skydive, bungee jump, cliff dive, or heliski?
As a person who dislikes heights very much so, I would probably say heliski, but instead of two skis, I would replace it with a snowboard.
All right, we'll give you that. We'll give you that. Okay.
Well, it's like the only thing that seems to probably be like the only like a 20, 30-foot drop, and then you just get to enjoy your way down. Like you said, you flat on your butt.
I mean, you're scared that you're still on top of a mountain, like on top of a mountain.
But my feet are down.
Fair enough, fair enough. All right, here's your question. What was the first name of Julia Roberts' character in the Ocean's 11 movies?
I have not a clue.
All right, that's fair enough. Do you know?
Is that Tess?
Tess.
Tess.
Then she also played Julia Roberts.
Say what?
In the second movie in Ocean's 12, she played Julia Roberts.
Julia Roberts played Julia Roberts?
Yeah, she played Julia Roberts, and then she played Julia Roberts impersonating Julia Roberts. Because that was she ended up being a part of the plan, right. You see, so that Julia Roberts was going to show up to this area. And she looked, Tess looked
a
stunningly
spinning image
like Julia Roberts.
Really, they did that in the movie?
They did that.
That's kind of funny.
I only saw 11.
Yeah.
That was a damn good movie.
A lot of people really crapped on 12, and I rewatched 12, and it deserved some of the critique that it got, but yeah.
All right.
Then 13 really brought it back.
All right, your question. On the Smurfs, what was the name of Gargamel's cat?
Doyle.
Doyle.
Snark, snark, I don't know.
Azrael. Azrael.
This is my cat, Doyle. I'm going to name my next cat Doyle.
I'm evil. This is Doyle.
This is Doyle.
All right, your question.
Doyle, knock it off.
What does fauna refer to? What does fauna refer to?
Family.
What's that?
Family.
Animal.
Animal. That is correct.
Because it's fauna and
flora.
Mm-hmm. Also sounds like a couple hot chicks.
You're going to see flora and fauna tonight. All right, your question.
Sorry.
What did Frosty the Snowman have for a nose?
A button.
Very good.
Was there one more?
I thought we were setting him up for the Frosty joke.
Hello, Lisa. Welcome to the men's room.
Where's the carrot?
Hola.
Lisa, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober.
All right, Lisa, welcome to Big Dummy. What are you doing there in a men's room pool? Skydiving, bungee jumping, cliff diving, or hella skiing?
Let's do cliff diving.
Cliff diving. I'm down there with you.
I loved cliff diving when I was younger.
I did too.
When's the last time you cliff dove?
Probably about 15-ish years ago.
All right. And what's the highest that you've jumped? Roughly.
Just
30
feet.
Oh, just 30 feet. Yeah, okay. It's a three-story building.
I've done 45.
Yeah, no, thank you. Yeah, no, thank you. All right, Lisa, here's your question. What state is known as the Gopher State?
Oh. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like I should know this. This is the first time I've played, and I don't know it right off the bat.
Oops. Sure.
Does the college nickname help?
Yes, yeah, it does.
The college has the gopher as the mascot.
Golden gopher.
Mm-hmm.
Golden.
I should know this. I don't know it. So let's guess somewhere in the Midwest. I don't know. Iowa?
Oh, close. Minnesota.
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 We just said that, Lisa.
What is that gopher's name? I should know
that. What, their mascot?
Yeah.
You're asking me?
I know.
You're like the mascotologist. All right. Your question, what is the third smallest planet in our solar system? It is not Uranus.
The third.
Are we counting Pluto still?
Smallest?
No. Yes, the third smallest. It's not Uranus. Uranus is huge. So I've heard. I've never visited it, but that's what I've heard.
I didn't think the pictures got out. I'm sorry.
They're all over the web, dude.
All over the web.
I believe that. Let's say Mars.
Okay, so Mercury's one. Mars is two. It's either Earth or Venus. I'm going to go Earth.
Venus.
Shoot. Venus.
Mm-hmm. Venus. Rhymes with penis, Lisa.
So that's a tiny one?
Oh, my bad.
It's a little bit smaller than Earth.
I was going to say, that's why I didn't get it, because it rhymes with something. Never mind.
Yeah, because it rhymes with penis. If it rhymes with penis, Lisa does not know the word. All right.
She doesn't know. Fine.
Your question, Ted will know this one. What meteorological event is traditionally tied to cows lying down?
shooting stars. When the
wow. You are overthinking this. Rain.
Oh, rain.
Just rain, man.
Boy, cows know a lot that's going out in space.
Shooting star, dude. Just lay down.
That makes you feel better. So my mom wasn't too far off base.
But it is an old wives' tale, yes. But that's what I'm saying. Look, it's tied to that. So I knew you would know the answer.
People from Etowah always give me crap.
Eclipse is about to happen, man. The cows are laying down.
All right, your question. What rapper performs at the Michipalooza in the movie Old School?
Oh, my God. These are all the questions I don't know. I've never seen Old School.
Well, it was brought to you by Stereo City.
He's currently, I feel like he's in a commercial for everything right now.
I just saw a truck go by with him and Martha Stewart on it selling our new wine.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Is it Snoop Dogg?
Yes. There you go.
Yes, indeed.
He's very good.
He's about Skechers, Corona.
He's got it all.
Coming straight as a weed.
Yeah.
Head chef on the way. What to bring to those Memorial Day party plans you have? Ted's Meat and Potatoes coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.